Hey beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to some guidance for this full moon in Cancer and for the lunar nodes. This is for the 17th to the 24th of January 2022, but as ever, all of these readings are timeless. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past future life hypnotherapy, garrote removal or content-free hypnotherapy, head over to my website, cosmicangel555wixsite.com. Link will be in the description. And please, beautiful souls, only reach out if you're ready to invest in yourself and you're ready to heal. I can only lead you down to the well, but you have to drink the water yourself. And that also goes for the workshops. So the next workshops that we have on, one is a special event on Valentine's Day. It's a Valentine's Day sexual energy workshop. And we will also have another full moon workshop next month. So for future workshop and events, there will be a wait list. And then once the deposit is made, you'll go onto the guest list. Because I have to say, the amount of time that people wasted with me last week, and use our own time, going back and forth, some people telling me about their paychecks and stuff. Listen, if that's where you are, I can't help you. You need to be past that stage before I can help. So that's the nicest way that I can say that, beautiful souls, but I am literally here to help. If you are booking a massage with somebody, you wouldn't be going back and forth and telling them about your paycheck. I'm no different. Just because this is spiritual work, it's serious work. As I said, when you're actually ready to heal, I'm ready to take the step, get in contact with me. So back to this week. We have on the 17th, the full moon in Cancer. This is quite a potent, heavy energy, as the moon loves to be in Cancer. And we also have Pluto quite active, linking in with our shadow side and with our power. So facing the not so easy parts, especially relating to our self-power, harnessing the energy of release under this full moon. Where can we regain our power and control, take the reins of our own life and feel that empowerment? Also, the flip side of this is micromanaging the universe. Where can we release control and get in the flow with the universe? Where have we been holding on too tightly to situations, to solutions, to outcomes? Looking at where this heavy energy is in our lives, because this is what needs to be released. The Cancer sign is all about our inner world, nurturing creativity, emotions. Intuition is so amplified, as is messages. All of these aspects are magnified under this full moon. On the 18th, the day after, we have the lunar node shifting into Taurus and Scorpio. This is setting a new karmic lesson and cycle for us individually and collectively. Part of this lesson is stability and transformation. Stability, security in something that is in alignment with our soul mission, with what lights us up, with creating these new structures in society. How can we build and move onwards from here? How can we step into our role as the pillar of light that we are? The North Node represents our destiny and what we are building. The South Node is our past and the foundation that we are building upon. And also the eclipses to come will be linked in with the lunar nodes. Feelings of stability, self-worth, self-esteem, the environment, money and value is all coming in under this energy. How can we live in awareness and not fall back into old patterns or cycles? The South Node is linked in with the past, what we have mastered, what we have integrated, honor what experiences we have been through, and how we have changed. How can we make the changes work best for us individually and collectively? The power energy is amplified with Scorpio and Pluto, bringing in an acceptance, forgiveness, and strength. So as ever, beautiful souls, we do have a really, really powerful head. Spread ahead. So let us take moments, shift our awareness away from the external. Tune into our heart center. Ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus. And tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, getting stuck right in. And also, I do want to mention, I will be posting a channeled transmission that I channeled last week from the Intergalactic Council. It's really intricate and so on point for this year and where we are right now as a collective. So our first overall energy, beautiful souls, is Pluto transformation. I also want to apologize if there is any background noise. I'm after trying my best. I'm recording this during the day. I've done another level 2 attunement on one of my students / soul sisters during the week. And also one of my other students got our level 2 there about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then I had me camping on Saturday. So I'm catching up with everything right now. So Pluto transformation, beautiful souls, the power is coming in so strong with Pluto and change, transformation. What's coming in so strong though is surrendering to the ups and downs and not trying to control them. Changes are coming in. They mightn't be easy ones, but they're necessary for our growth. Things are also quite intense with the energy of Pluto, especially around our sensuality, sexual energy, also around our shadow aspects and what has been repressed. As I mentioned, the intuition and messages, psychic abilities are also really, really amplified with this energy and also with Cancer. We are also being reminded to just be a little bit responsible and again to take the reins of what we can control and look at what we need to release control. Again, it's a balance, it's a walk in the middle road. And it's a time for rebirth, renewal, and healing. So it's a powerful, powerful energy that's coming up for us as a collective for this week ahead. Our next card, beautiful souls, that we got is from the self-care deck, because I know we all need that this week. We got Make a Vision Board. And the mantra, my dreams have come true. Visualization is a key part of manifestation, and making a vision board is a potent way to call in what you've been seeking. Get crafty with paper and scissors to construct a vision board with images that represent the things, people, and experiences you want in your life. Alternatively, use motivational images on your computer or phone background for a portable digital vision board. Pair images with words and add energy to your manifestation process. For example, if there is a certain type of job opportunity, romantic partner, or life experience that you want to call in, You can write out a detailed list explaining how you'd like that person or event to manifest and how it will make you feel. These techniques work because we are able to hone in on what's important. In turn, we start to prioritize thinking the necessary steps to bring our desires to life. As you get clarity on what you want, you're more likely to recognize it and work toward it as it becomes more real and feels more tangible. See it, feel it, be it. And the journal prompt, what are the top three things you want to manifest in your life? So beautiful souls, what a powerful message and card there. Visualization is key in helping with your manifestation and bringing in what you are wanting to create. So beautiful souls, the next card that we got is surrender. Trust, letting go of control, free flow, yin energy, inner knowing, intuition, synchronicity, opportunity, getting out of your way, the path of least resistance, allowing who you naturally are to flourish. So surrendering can be one of the hardest things to do. Trusting that we can achieve more by loosening our control can take great courage. Sometimes the most constructive way forward is to stop forcing things into being. Rather than allowing, inviting, and drawing a project into being, the energy here is of frustration, as if you are pushing something heavy up a mountain. At these times, gravity or flow don't seem to be on your side. Use this awareness as a guide when you start to detour from your path. When control is released, so too is resistance. One of the biggest skills we can learn is to get out of our own way. When we are in a receptive place, we are open to a world of opportunities, and the great mysteries can unveil themselves. The mind loves to control the outcome, but it only creates limitations. It can feel scary, but when we allow ourselves to be caught by the universe, myriad possibilities open up to us. This message is about becoming a star you came here to be. You can reach your potential and your peak life experience through surrendering and allowing who and what you truly are to flourish. Today, be more by doing and trying less. This advice goes against the grain of our striving culture that encourages us to source from outside ourselves and to be busy ourselves out of the natural state of all-knowing bliss. Surrender is a key element in the creative process. This is not to say our lives should be left to the slipstream. This message is about freeing ourselves from the paradigm of control and force. Yes, we can achieve this mode, but we also lose opportunities for magic. A synchronistic meeting, following our intuition and being in the right place at the right time, can outweigh months of careful planning. Loosen your hold on the reins and know the universe will catch you. Trust even though things are not as you imagined. Stay poised and aligned with your purpose. At the last minute, the situation will reveal its magic. So beautiful souls, how powerful. How powerful. I feel like I don't even need to say anything about that card because it was that powerful and that in depth. I love also how it's linking in with what I said at the start And it's also linking in with Pluto energy. It's just linking in amazing. Our next card that we got is change. New beginnings bring challenges. Adapt to your surroundings. So like the wind, the universal spiral symbols change and grow. The spiral is a sacred symbol that reflects the universal pattern of growth, evolution, the goddess, fertility, and life force energy. Just like the change in seasons, new life is formed after a period of hibernation. Plants know when to shed parts of themselves, dropping their leaves, branches, and seeds at the precise moment. The natural rhythm is synchronized with their environment. Walking down the road of change allows you to see where you have been and where you are going. This perspective can be confronting, but one needs to recognize past issues and mistakes to make better choices. These learning experiences require you to let go and surrender to your own divine will. Beginnings are often described as painful endings. Accepting your current situation and position in life can offer powerful realizations about your current circumstances. Focus on life changes now. If you insist on making a decision, be patient and seek professional advice to secure solid foundations before the final phase. Right now, there is change in the air. You are moving quickly into the next cycle of your life. This acceleration may feel uncomfortable at first, but it is essential for your progression. Being uncomfortable allows your soul to expand and grow. Surrender and let go of any fear you have surrounding the change required to ensure a smooth transition. Changing your circumstances in career, habits, family finances, relationships, locations, ideas, and beliefs are all possible now. Be open to possibilities. Just like an eclipse, severe change can be perceived as a negative influence, but in reality, it often leads to a more productive, beneficial outcome. Adapting to your new surroundings may take time. Relieve any anxiety by removing your resistance to universal flow. When the winds of change slow down and dust begins to settle, reflect on how far you've come. And the affirmation, I move through life with ease, reflecting on each learning experience with love and understanding. I surrender my fear to the universe with freedom. That was so powerful as well that I actually feel like I don't need to say anything about that either, beautiful souls. The cards are kind of, you know, even the oracle cards. Even the oracle cards are acting like tarot cards today. So before we move on to the tarot, I pulled three of my cards from my 55 card intuition oracle deck by Cosmic Angel 555. As I said, I have to do my own advertising, folks. I'm not a Google gal. So, three of my cards, we got downloads, star family, and activation. So we couldn't have really got any more galactic fucking cards out of me deck. So actually what I want to say about the downloads is that they have been happening like the last 2 weeks really, really strong. If you remember a couple of weeks ago when I mentioned in the podcast, if you listen along each week, I mentioned that we were getting upgrades in our ears for our hearing and our eyes. And then with that, downloads can come in. So the ears is getting them a lot lately, and then sometimes it can take a little while for the downloads to integrate. This is also happening with the StarFam. They're helping with the downloads, with the information, with the activations. The activations come in after you have integrated the downloads. If you are not really familiar with Mumu, glitch in the matrix, if you are not really familiar with that language, is that what the word is that I'm looking for? Language or like vocabulary? Yeah, I suppose that's the word. If you're not used to the vocabulary that I'm using with downloads, integration, Star Family, and activation, you really need to start looking up your galactic heritage and your galactic roots a bit more. Because if you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely a starseed. You know, there's no way your higher self found this. And we're in the same soul group. So if you need to definitely start going down the rabbit hole a bit on your galactic heritage, because there's only so much of your ancestral shit that you can tap into before you have to go a bit further and expand your soul's growth. Yay, we're moving on to the tarot, beautiful souls. Right, so I asked some questions for the full moon in Cancer, and then I pulled some extra cards out of a different deck to see what else we needed to know about the lunar node shifts. So, full moon in Cancer, first question that I asked is, where is our emotional self at the moment? So for that, we got the Hanged Muse, aka the Hanged Man or Hanged Woman. So our emotional self, beautiful souls, is actually a little bit upside down at the moment. It's a little bit, how can I put this? Yeah. It's being upgraded, it's being integrated, it's being activated. There's an expansion going on. So for that expansion to happen, it has to first be reprogrammed from the old programs that are running around the emotional and mental body. Sorry, I'm just laughing, beautiful souls, because my student that got our level 2 that actually works on the mental and emotional body. So that's definitely, she'll definitely be feeling that this week, as we all will. But she has an amazing tool now to tap into. So yeah, definitely looking for some tools to maybe help with your emotions right now, with the heaviness. Maybe even doing some journaling on where is feeling heavy right now around the emotions. And then going to why is that emotion like that? And trying to understand it and seeing, does it need to be released or does it need to be upgraded, reprogrammed, reshaped? But yeah, right now, beautiful souls, our emotional self is kind of being upgraded and seeing things from a whole higher perspective. I want to say also that the flip side could be that the emotional self is getting too wrapped up in old emotions and patterns. Okay, beautiful souls. The next question that I asked is, what insecurities do we need to face? So what did we get for that? Okay, beautiful souls. So the insecurities that we need to face is the ones that we are holding ourselves back from, from our inspirations, from our creations, from what we want to do, for really reaching and aiming high, and pushing forward with that creative energy. I feel like, again, if there is any limiting self-doubts around there, again, you have to really face up to them so that you can take the reins and take control and know that you are that night of inspiration. You are here to shine your light to the world and share your amazing energy in whatever way that is possible. That creativity, them expansion of ideas, and also this new journey and new chapter. I know it can be scary, but again, it's filled with adventure. So the next question that I asked was, how can we nurture ourselves throughout this shift? And for that, we got the Two of Emotions, which is aka the Two of Cups. So really filling our own cup up, beautiful souls, tapping into that inner stillness. Also, I feel strongly with emotional support. Emotional support is needed around this full moon. And I feel if you can't get that emotional support from, I don't know, family, link up with one of your soul fam, with one of your soul tribe that can be there to help support you emotionally and just help you talk things through. What changes? Oh, sorry, before we move on, I'm really feeling strongly as well that we need to be selective with the relationships that we have around us and also with the information that we are taking in so that we can nurture ourselves in all of them aspects. Okay, so the next question that I asked was, what changes are in the works for us right now? So the changes that are in the works for us right now, beautiful souls, is stepping into a new you, leaving them past patterns behind, especially the ones that are around control. Around control and relationships, around lower frequencies that aren't on the same vibration as you are right now. So let's not even look at it like good or bad. We're just releasing right now the past of what doesn't serve us so that we can bring in this new energy. And once we do release all of this that's no longer serving us, especially linked in with our mental and emotional bodies, we can just be in this space of renewal, of relaxation, recalibration, and rebirth. Okay. Final question before I move on to the other tarot that I pulled. Last an outcome of this full moon in Cancer. Oh God. So the last an outcome, beautiful souls, is that of a new level of mastery of our emotions, of our mental and emotional body, of again stepping into our power, of being anchored in the earth and secure and stable in what we are creating, in having also that spark, that joy, that creativity, that excitement, and just a new level of understanding of emotions, of heart chakra expansion. and understanding. Okay, moving on to the next tarot that I pulled for the lunar nodes. So what they want us to know first for the lunar nodes is, okay, first of all, we're getting our shit together. We're taking no prisoners. We're moving forth. We're speaking our truth around money, around security, around releasing them old vows, lack, survival, having to make it day to day. Finally, the collective is realizing that we have to bring in new structures, that we can create our own reality, and that money is energy and there's enough to go around. So we're really, really taking charge there. We're our Queen of Swords, taking no prisoners, walking our walk, talking our talk. Also though, in order for this to happen, and in order for a creative spark to be lit, for that new level of emotions, for that new level of heart expansion, we definitely, definitely need to nurture ourselves, nurture our gifts, nurture our goals, projects, nurture what we are seeding and bringing to the world. And also our creativity, our creative ideas. In doing this, it's going to lead into a balance in giving and receiving in all aspects, in all areas, in all levels, layers and dimensions. It's going to bring in a whole new level of self-love, of self-worth, of self-esteem, of knowing your worth, of filling your cup up and letting that radiate outwards to your other relationships. And once that happens, we're bringing in just taking that time to be patient for the opportunities, the different things that we have planted, that we have created, to actually come into the physical. And then our final card that we got is Orion with Leap of Faith, and this is the present. For thousands of years, humans have been used to living with the mindset of polarity. We continue to label things as good or bad. If we don't know how to label something, we feel confused or insecure. But now that it is time to integrate polarity and transform as a species, we must take a leap of faith, jumping off the cliff into the unknown, to a realm where labels like that don't exist. We must learn to simply be with things as they are, without the addiction to labeling them. As we do this, our consciousness transforms and we heal once and for all the old wounds from our Orion heritage. This card connects to an era of Orion history when they were healing millennia of polarity, which is similar to what is happening on Earth today. When a species or a person lives in polarity for a long time, it becomes used to how polarity reality looks and feels. Anything new is frightening and the ego is frightened of the unknown. But if we don't walk into the unknown, we stay stuck. So it becomes essential that we take a leap of faith when we can't see our destination clearly. The Orions had to do this in the ancient times, and humanity will have to do it as well. Unexpected and miraculous transformations that we cannot anticipate with the logical mind are possible. When this card comes up, this illuminates the themes that are going on in your life right now. Do you need to trust more and take a leap of faith about something, even if you cannot see the outcome? If you feel deep within yourself and trust your intuition, you will always know when it is time to take that leap of faith. Sometimes fear can be used as a gauge. A high degree of fear about a leap of faith might be a sign that that leap is what needs to occur to move you into the next step in your evolution. Thank you, as always, beautiful souls, for joining me for this guidance for this full moon in Cancer and the lunar nodes. Thank you for shining your light. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoy harnessing this energy of this full moon. I will be back soon. Namaste.